Do not get upset with people or situations. Both are powerless without your reaction. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friends from Psych2Go talk with us about 8 types of people you should avoid. Enjoy.
Have you ever had to deal with some difficult people in your life? Did they put a certain type of strain on your relationship? While it's true that no one is perfect and everyone has their good traits and their flaws, there are some types of people that can cause you more harm than good. It might be best to avoid them for your own well-being and happiness. So, here are 8 types of people to avoid. 1. People who invalidate you. Have you ever had someone put you down for being angry or upset? Or did they make you feel silly for being excitable? Your emotions are valid and important. If you're surrounded by people who invalidate you and your emotions, you may start to devalue your own emotions and bottle them up. 2. One-uppers. Have you ever dealt with people that always seem to brag about themselves? They act like a show-off and can be draining to talk to. You leave conversations with this person feeling worthless, unaccomplished, and defeated. People who try to one-up you are insecure about themselves and have a mindset where they view your success as their failure, and vice versa. They want attention and try to put you down to elevate themselves. 3. Self-centered people. Have you ever been around someone who seems to only think about themselves? Self-centered people tend to be bad listeners and struggle with empathizing, leaving you feeling ignored and used. In conversations, they turn things around so they can talk more about themselves. Self-centered people are not directly malicious or harmful, but they can make you feel like your needs are secondary to theirs. And this feeling can lower your own sense of value and self-worth. 4. Judgmental people. Do you have friends or family who always have something negative to say about others? Do you worry that they're saying negative things about you behind your back? Judgmental people can put you on edge, making you feel self-conscious and nervous about everything you do around them. As Carolyn Stubber from Bustle explains, it's important to remember that the judgment of others often arises from internal pain or insecurity. However, the root causes of their scathing judgment do not take away from the toxicity it can cause you in your own life. 5. Self-destructive people. Do you have that one friend who constantly finds themselves in sticky situations? You try over and over again to help them and be good counsel for them, but they seem to have trouble heeding your sound advice. Why is this behavior toxic? For one, if you surround yourself with people who are negative, complainative, and have low self-confidence, some of that pessimistic attitude can start to rub off on you. And secondly, these types of people can drain you and exhaust you, because you always feel you have to step in and fix everything for them. 6. Fake people. Have you met people who behave differently around others than they do with you? Or do they say one thing and then do another? According to Vanessa Van Edwards from Science of People, fake friends are toxic because you can't trust them with your own emotions, making you feel insecure about the relationship. They're jealous of you more than they seem happy for you. They constantly undermine your accomplishments and only contact you when they need a favor. These types of people can wear you down and wind up taking advantage of you. 7. Manipulators. Have you ever felt used by others? Did you feel like you had to agree with someone in order to stay friends with them? Whether this relationship is romantic or platonic, a manipulator only sees you as a way to benefit themselves, and they typically aren't concerned with your well-being. You find yourself putting more into the relationship than you get out of it. You may feel used, lied to, and like your feelings don't matter. And 8, people who love drama. Do you know someone who gossips all the time? Are they always in the middle of some type of drama? You can find it hard to trust this kind of person with your more personal thoughts and feelings because of their loose lips. According to WebMD, engaging in gossip and rumors to a point can harm your health. Gossip and drama can fuel bullying behaviors, leading to exhaustion, depression, and anxiety. All this type of talk can escalate to violence, and if that goes unaddressed, it can lead to certain physical and mental health risks, such as clinical depression, PTSD, panic attacks, and feelings of guilt or suicide. If you have any of these types of people in your life, know that you deserve to feel worthy and cared for in any kind of relationship.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.